everyone has discussed just what they would do if something unknown should appear from out of the blue. Two young married couples shared this plight when they saw a bird-like creature in the middle of the night. On November 15th in 66, the hour of midnight did stand, and the two couples were driving in the TNT land. Just 7 miles north from Point Pleasant, a town which for unearthly happenings is renowned. The thing suddenly appeared about 7 feet high. It had big wings on its back so it could fly. Its eyes were big and round and glowing red, and it gave the people who saw it a frightful dread. The bird was gray or maybe dark brown. It walked with a shuffle when it was on the ground. The four people got out of there as fast as they could, but the winged creature chased them going fast as they would. The Mason County Sheriff's Department had a mystery that night as they heard the awful story of a Mothman in flight. A deputy sheriff and the four hurried back to the spot, but the Mothman was gone and they found him not. For weeks afterwards, the TNT area was filled with people with guns wanting to kill. The Mothman creature who was giving everyone fright by appearing suddenly in the dark of the night. The Mothman hasn't been seen for quite some time, but people who have seen him really don't mind. Nobody knows what it was or from where it came. The Mason County Mothman was its name. There's a story written there in the history books of old about a Shawnee chief who was so brave and bold. He was a noble red man, bravest of all the brave. He was a Shawnee chief, and Cornstalk was his name. He fought so many battles, many victories were his claim. Freedom for all his tribe was his one golden aim. In the year of 1774, a great battle was begun. Many red chiefs came to fight with Cornstalk and his son. In the town of Point Pleasant, a great battle did begin. Though Cornstalk fought his very best, the victory he did not win. Peace was kept for 3 years, then Cornstalk was shot down. As the great chief lay dying, a curse he put on the town. 100 years you won't prosper, tragedies will be forevermore. Deaths will be without warning, may the curse last forevermore. Many strange things have happened that cannot be explained, but many old-timers just say the curse of Cornstalk is the blame. The latest of these tragedies, the Silver Bridge went down. Many were the rumors saying the curse of Cornstalk is still on the town.